It's Identity Theft Awareness Month. Are you at risk? Do you shop online, go to ATMs, use your smartphone and other e-tools to do your banking? Conveniences like these make life easier for sure, but they can also put you at risk for identity theft. How does ID theft happen? It occurs when someone with bad intent gets information like your full name, birth date, social security, or health insurance numbers. They can get this data through scams, hacking, stealing, or other illegal acts. Armed with enough information, crooks can try to file for tax refunds, make big purchases, access your bank accounts, apply for loans, open credit cards, and more, all in your name. Some warning signs of ID theft. Your bank statement shows withdrawals you didn't make. You get calls about unknown debts. You see credit card purchases you don't recognize. You get medical bills for visits or procedures you didn't have. A company you do business with has a data breach. Ways to protect yourself. Never give ID information over the phone if you didn't make the call. Check your credit card and bank accounts at least monthly. Report any unusual activity right away. Don't share your passwords or PIN codes. Check your credit report for free at least once a year. Visit the Federal Trade Commission's website and search for free credit reports to learn how. How to get help. Want to find out more ways to protect yourself? Just visit usa.gov and search for identity theft. And if you think your ID has been misused, call the Federal Trade Commission hotline at 1-877-ID-THEFT or 1-877-438-4338. Or go online to identitytheft.gov to file a report and start a recovery plan. Be alert and proactive to help safeguard your identity. This concludes the Identity Theft Awareness article. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website.